TUC Radio, Time of Useful Consciousness. In memory of Bertolt Brecht. In 1998, I had the extraordinary luck and privilege to be allowed to record the performance of Happy Birthday Brecht by the Royal National Theatre from London. They performed in San Francisco on the stage of Project Artaud. The 100th birthday in 1998 of the playwright, director, poet, and theoretician of the stage, Bertolt Brecht, was celebrated all across the world, not just in his native Germany. But the performance by the Royal National Theatre from London, under the first formidable woman director, Di Travis, in San Francisco, was one of the few events in the U.S. Happy Birthday Brecht was presented in a converted factory in my former home at Project Artaud in San Francisco's industrial zone, and I was given permission to record the songs during their dress rehearsal. The six-member company performed songs, read poetry and excerpts from the plays, and gave a sketch of Brecht's extraordinary work that influenced major visual and performance artists such as Jean-Luc Godard, Robert Wilson, Rainer Werner Fassbinder, Augusto Boal, Pina Bausch, Dario Fo, and many others. Born in 1898 near Munich, Germany, Brecht was drafted a month before the end of World War I and became part of the group of artists who were so shocked and angered by the terrible slaughter of that war that they put all their energy and passion into preventing another. Brecht's life in the 1920s in the German Weimar Republic was driven by that passion and the desire to create a new political and social life after the fall of the imperial monarchy. These artists, and Brecht foremost among them, challenged the economic system and capitalism that had revealed itself as the driving force for war. For several years in the 1920s, it looked as if a new, just, egalitarian social democracy might emerge. However, the dark indicators of Hitler's rise to power in 1933 were foreshadowing in Brecht's and other artists' work and in their life experience. Brecht wrote over 60 plays, the first ones Baal and Drums in the Night, when he was only 20 years young. In that first group of plays through 1930 are those that made him world famous, such as the Threepenny Opera and the Rise and Fall of the City of Mahagoni. Already in 1923, on the opening night of Brecht's play In the Jungle, a gang of Nazis blew whistles and threw stink bombs onto the stage. This became a feature of many Brecht performances. Up to the premiere of the Mahagoni in 1930, it was disrupted by Nazis in Leipzig, but then became a triumph and sensation when it opened in Berlin a year later. Years before Hitler was brought to power, a paramilitary Nazi party organization, the SA, or Brown Shirts, started roaming the streets of Germany, attacking labor and social change rallies. The performance of Happy Birthday Brecht by the Royal National Theatre included the moving Song of the SA Man, written by Brecht and composed by his close friend Hans Eisler. Here is Christopher Peake, accompanied by Michael Morley on piano.
My hunger made me fall asleep with a bellyache. Then I heard voices crying, "Hey, Germany, awake." Then I saw crowds of men marching to the Third Reich. I heard them say, I thought, as I'd nothing left to live for, I might as well march their way. As I was marching in step, beside me marched a belly fat and round. And as my cry went up for jobs and bread, that belly echoed the sound. I thought that the left road led forward, but he marched to the right. I went the way that they ordered and blindly marched into the night. And all those crying out for bread, a worn out gray face band, march next to bellies that were well fed into Hitler's promised land. They told me which enemy to shoot at, so I took up their gun and aimed. But when I had shot, I found my brother was the enemy they had named. I thought, that's my brother over there. We both are hungry and poor. But I went marching, marching off to our enemy's war. So now my brother is dying. By my own hand he fell. I can't grasp that if he is defeated, I shall be lost as well. I can't grasp that if he is defeated, I shall be lost as well.
Song of the S.A. Man, written to be performed in one of the many workers' cabarets that existed in 1920s Germany, along with workers' newspapers, evening schools, co-ops, and other mutual aid organizations that were also targeted by the Nazis. Bertolt Brecht and many other artists were courageously and proudly progressives, socialists, or communists. So when Hitler and the Nazi Party actually assumed state power in 1933, they were all marked, and most of them left the country immediately. They became exiles with often no idea where to go and how to survive. Brecht by then had a small family, and the question was where to go into exile. He spent some time in Paris working on a ballet opera, The Seven Deadly Sins. The composer Kurt Weill, who had also written the music for Three Penny Opera and The Mahogany, wrote the score for The Seven Deadly Sins.
You gentlemen who think you have a mission to purge us of the seven deadly sins
should first sort out the basic food position, then start your preaching, that's where it begins.
You lot who preach restraint and watch your waist as well
should learn for all time how the world is run.
However much you twist, whatever lies you tell,
food is the first thing, morals follow on. So first make sure that those who now are starving get proper helpings when we all start carving.
What keeps mankind alive?
What keeps mankind alive? The fact that millions are daily tortured, stifled, punished, silenced, oppressed. Mankind can keep alive thanks to its brilliance at keeping its humanity repressed. For once, you must try not to shirk the facts. Mankind is kept alive by bestial acts.
Di Trevor's company with the Seven Deadly Sins. This was the last collaboration between Kurt Weill and Brecht. Weill never returned to Germany. He died in exile in New York in 1950. From Paris, Brecht went to Denmark, where friends offered him and his family a home. They settled in a house in Svendborg, on an island across from Copenhagen, where they were able to stay for the next 6 years. From now on, the radio would be the only connection to home, and also eventually carry the terrible news about the beginning of World War II. At the Happy Birthday Brecht performance, Craig Swager sang the song to a portable radio.
You little box I carried on that trip, concerned to save your works from getting broken, fleeing from house to train, from train to ship, so I might hear the hated jargon spoken beside my bedside and to give me pain. Last thing at night, once more as dawn appears, charting their victories. And my worst fears, promise at least you won't fall silent now.
With mounting anguish, Brecht and the other exiles followed the news of the descent into fascism at home. On September 15, 1935, the Nuremberg Laws were enacted. They were depriving German Jews of their citizenship, forbidding them to marry Aryans or have sexual relations with them. Brecht wrote the poem about the, quote, Jewish whore, Marie Sanders, and Eisler set it to music. Here's Jenny Galloway.
In Nuremberg they enacted a law, and many a woman wept who'd not been sleeping with the proper breed of men. The price is rising for butcher's meat, the drumming's now at its height. God alive, if they are coming down our street, it'll be tonight. Mary Sanders, your lover's hair is far too black. Take our advice and don't you be to him what you were yesterday. The price is rising for butcher's meat, the drumming's now at its height. God alive, if they are coming down our street, it'll be tonight. Mother, give me the latch key, it can't really be so bad. The moon's as bright as ever. Is rising for butcher's meat, the drumming's now at its height. God alive, if they are coming down our street, it'll be tonight. But one morning close on nine, she was driven through the town, round her neck a sign, her hair all shaven. The street was yelling,
She stared ahead. The price is rising for butcher's meat and strikers speaking tonight. God alive, if they could understand his speech, they would know who it is they should fight.
In the exile in Denmark, Brecht wrote the series of Svendborg poems. One of the most moving is the song To Those Born Later, also listed under the title You Who Will Come to the Surface. It was written in 1938, and Brecht and his family had only one more year of safety until they had to move again. Jonah Newhall sings To Those Born Later, composed by Hans Eisler.
You who will come to the surface of the overwhelming deluge that covered us, just think when you complain about our weakness of those dark times which all of you escaped. Yes, we went as often changing countries as changing shoes, through the wars of the classes, despairing each time we found an abuse and no sense of outrage. All the same, we realize even hatred of debasement can distort your features. Even anger at injustices can make your voice hoarse. Oh, we who always hoped to prepare a basis for friendliness never could be friendly ourselves. You, though, when things are moving forward so that man becomes a helper to other men, look back on us with indulgence.
When war seemed imminent in April 1939, the Brecht family moved to Sweden, where they remained for a year. Then Hitler invaded Norway and Denmark, and Brecht was forced to leave for Finland. While waiting for visas for the United States, Brecht wrote, in only 3 weeks, one of his most searing, funny, frightening, and historically accurate plays against Hitler, The Irresistible Rise of Arturo Uy, presented all major Nazis, as well as their supporters, masked as members of a mafia operation. The play followed precisely the stages of the seizure of power and posed the most important question: could Hitler's rise have been stopped? Brecht received his visa to the US and left Finland on May 3, 1941. But he was unable to find a producer for the Arturo Uy play, and it was not seen on stage until 1958. By then, some argue, Nazism had made a recovery, not only in Germany. During the war years, Brecht became a prominent writer of the literature in exile. He expressed his opposition to the National Socialist and Fascist movements in his most famous plays, Mother Courage and Her Children, The Good Person of Szechuan, The Caucasian Chalk Circle, Fear and Misery of the Third Reich, and The Life of Galileo, a play that he revised after the dropping of the atom bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. When the family arrived in Santa Monica, California, Brecht found it impossible to make a living. Living for the first time in an American city, Brecht joked that he had come to Mars. In his Hollywood elegies, He described how the new paradise he found himself in was possibly more like hell, because in hell, too, he wrote, quote, "There are, I've no doubt, flowers as big as trees, which of course die if not nourished with very expensive water, and fruit markets with great heaps of fruit, albeit having neither smell nor taste." He is Christopher Peake with Hollywood Elegy.
This old city has made me realize paradise and hellfire are the same city. For those without money,
Brecht's only Hollywood job was the writing of the screenplay for the film Hangmen Also Die. This was loosely based on the 1942 assassination of Reinhard Heydrich, a chief architect of the Holocaust who was known as the Hangman of Prague. In a shocking reversal of circumstances, the persecuted anti-fascist Brecht became persecuted again, this time as suspected communist. This included being hauled before HUAC in September 1947, the House Un-American Activities Committee. The day after his testimony, Brecht left the U.S. East Germany, the DDR, offered him a theater, and he returned to Berlin in 1949. He had a fair amount of artistic freedom and produced a huge body of performances and writings in the last 9 years of his life. However, his work was trapped behind the Iron Curtain and became difficult to access. Meanwhile, in the so-called West, Brecht's work began to find its own expression. The Song of the Moldau, written in 1943, became popular as part of one of Brecht's great anti-war plays, Schweik in the Second World War. It was also part of the performance of Happy Birthday, Brecht.
Deep down in the Moldau, the pebbles are shifting. In Prague, three dead emperors molder away. The top won't stay top, for the bottom is lifting. The night has 12 hours, and then comes the day, and then comes the day. But time can't be halted. The boundless ambition of those now in power is running its course.
Like blood-spattered cocks, they will fight for position. But time can't be halted, not even by force, not even by force.
Moldau, the pebbles are shifting. In Prague, three dead emperors molder away. The top won't stay top, for the bottom is lifting. The night has 12 hours, and then comes the day, and then comes the day.
Song of the Moldau, sung by the cast of Happy Birthday, Brecht. And finally, to close, the song All of Us or None, written in exile in Denmark as one of the Swedenborg poems, set by Hans Eisler in 1934 and sung by the international brigades that were fighting the fascists in Spain. All of Us or None was later included in Brecht's 1948 play, Days of the Commune, about the first workers' revolution of the industrial age that governed Paris for 2 months in 1871. All of Us or None.
Slaves, say, who is going to free you? Those in deepest darkness lying, comrade, they will hear you crying. Through the blackness they will see you. Slaves just like yourself will free you. Everything or nothing, all of us or none. None gets through without assistance, surrender or resistance. Everything or nothing, all of us or none.
All of Us or None, sung by members of the Royal National Theatre, London, at their 1998 visit to San Francisco. The performance, Happy Birthday Brecht, was directed by Di Travers and musical director Michael Morley. Thanks to Di Travers for allowing me to record during the dress rehearsal, and thanks to Michael Morley and Di Travers for their research into the work of Bertolt Brecht. Happy Birthday Brecht traced his life and ideas on war and peace and fascism through additional readings from his poems and plays. Bertolt Brecht opposed World War I and worked with other German artists to create a free, democratic, socialist society after the fall of the monarchy. But as early as 1923, his performances were raided by the emerging fascist movement. When he finally found shelter in the U.S., he was branded a communist and hauled before HUAC, the House Un-American Activities Committee, in September 1947. The day after his testimony, he left the U.S. for what was then the DDR, East Germany. This is a rebroadcast of my tribute to Bertolt Brecht in remembrance of his birth in 1898, 125 years ago. And because some of the references to the rise of fascism and war seem eerily contemporary. All this with a hat tip to R.G. Davis, founder and director of the San Francisco Meme Troupe in the 1960s. He founded the Epic West Center for the Study of Bertolt Brecht and Epic Theater at Berkeley in 1975. You can hear this program again on TUC Radio's website, tucradio.org. Look under Newest Podcasts. My name is Maria Gelarden. Thank you for listening.